not know.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Next, let's explain why it's going to be a doozy.
First of all, hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi, guys.
Everybody, welcome to Happy Hours with Mark and Rachel.
That's us. We're here. You found us. It's Friday. Thank you for being here. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to like and subscribe if you haven't already.
I know.
Go get your beer, too. And listen.
Thanks for joining the show and all that wonderful stuff that we do on this show.
Is it really wonderful?
I don't think so. I don't really think it's wonderful at all.
No.
It is just a show, after all. We do Thirsty, and we do Mad Libs.
Okay? No, but we're not doing
Mad Libs. I'm sorry.
We do Mystery Beer Theater.
Sorry.
We used to do Mad Libs. But you know what? We're changing things up a little bit. We're not doing that right now.
We don't do what? We don't do Mad Libs?
You can go watch the other ones where we did them.
No, we don't. We don't do Mad Libs.
We'll do them again someday, guys.
Maybe.
Maybe.
At this point, we're doing
a different... We're just drinking. It's happy hour after
style
all.
Of the show, and we found what we wanted to do was make sure. There we go. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure everybody enjoyed the show in a different way, and not have to deal with
Phil's shittery that we have.
So it's us.
So hi.
It's us bullshittering.
Hi.
For the next 30, 40, 45 minutes.
How whatever. Long it happens?
Okay, that was a big ramble, wasn't it?
Yeah. So how's things?
Okay. Well, hey, let's do this week review kind of thing because basically.
What happened?
Well, last Saturday, of course, was it Saturday? Was it Sunday?
But it's
Sunday.
Friday, so last weekend.
It was Sunday.
Yeah. Last Sunday, yes.
We had the boys, the grand boys, the two boys.
No, wait, that's when we went to out of Africa.
No, this was last Sunday. Oh. We had them over here with the slip and slide and did all that
stuff,
I'm
like
remember?
2 weeks behind.
Yeah, you were way out of whack there.
Last week we had kids over.
We did, and so we didn't get a lot accomplished because when they're here, we're playing with them. And we're doing stuff like that.
Next week we have all four of them.
Oh yeah,
and we're gonna have fun then too.
I think that's gonna be very fun. I actually woke up very sore. I woke up very sore on Monday, because this is the thing I get, and you gotta understand something, guys. I'm 57.
I'm an old
fart. Okay, so I have these grand boys, eight years old, and asking me to chase them around the yard, and I'm like. I'll give them my best shot.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they want me to tackle them. I woke up the next day
Can you tickle me?
Tackle,
whatever.
And then pillow fights. Cute. And I woke up the next day just...
To disturb. You got to always put on the crazy music.
No, I
got to
put disturb
music.
for the pickle. I said the pickleball.
Can you put on the crazy music and can we have a pillow fight?
Yep.
So crazy music is putting on
Disturb.
Like a video of like Disturb or
gotta do all that.
10 Years or Breaking Benjamin or anything of those that could kill Wyoming. I love that.
But
I
woke up sore on Monday because I did all that rolling around the yard with them
and pillow fight.
And then we had some very interesting weather this week, didn't we? It was like
it's officially March and now it's officially spring, but March is fickle in Arizona.
It is totally.
You get rain, you get snow if you go up and a little bit further north,
and they had some too.
And then sometimes you get like, it's been 100 degrees in March. In the past.
But this year it was
all the time, but.
What they call in like a lamb and it's going out like a lion. We've had these rainstorms.
I know it's opposite this year. We've had a lot of in like lion, these rainstorms.
No, we're,
it's crazy.
We're almost out of March. Mm. Well, I'm saying the beginning of March was calm.
Oh,
and
was
now,
it cool? I see what you're
saying. Yeah. And now it's going out like a lion, basically, with all these rainstorms and... They're letting water out of Horseshoe Dam, which is weird. If you guys look that up, here's the thing: Horseshoe Dam never has water in it.
It's like a reservoir,
hardly
right?
ever. It's a reservoir. It's above Bartlett, so the water goes from there. Horseshoe Dam is a reservoir. Then it goes down into Bartlett Lake, and then from there it goes down the Salt River. Not
we've
Salt River.
Been to
Verde,
Horseshoe
Verde
Lake
River,
when there's
Verde
been River. Nothing there. It's like crickets
empty.
And just like green like.
There's a ramp out into
nothing. And then just green
it's weird.
Stuff growing up, like giant weeds.
Yep.
Well, no, not right now.
So
it's super full that they had to let water
out. It's super full,
out.
They're letting water out. And it tells you that we had a pretty substantial rain.
But
we're in a drought.
Whatever.
Whatever,
but
man.
Thankfully, we had water. So, that's been going on this week. They've been letting out water. That's kind of cool.
That, and we've had some weird rainstorms that, For anybody that doesn't live here in Arizona,
it's crazy.
We have what's called and we have what's called monsoons in the summer. And what happens is the flow goes up and then it comes down off the rim country, which is like Payson, Flagstaff area.
So it's like a 2-hour drive north.
Yeah, and it comes crashing down into the valley where we live. However
fast clouds go.
And you can get what's called what do they call that when you get those flows that we get which are like
lava
crazy
flow?
No, well, it is kind of like a if you think of pyroclastic flow.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, but it's the flows that come out down. What are they called?
Microbursts.
Yes, there you go.
They're crazy.
You get them and it's like gorgeous. Holy cow.
Let me just tell you guys, well, so pretty.
Well, yeah, but listen.
Fuck Hawaii.
What I'm trying to say is this. This week, we had what looked like monsoonal flows, and it really wasn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was no monsoonal flows. It was just
stuff up basically on the rim developing.
And it crashed down and came into the valley, and we got hit down here in, well, I would say the North Valley, probably. Not all of Phoenix got the storms and stuff like we did. But,
I know Savannah and her family got it because she was filming. I saw her Snapchats. Mm-hmm. But she was at work. So I don't know what went on at their house. But it was really nice. So, you know.
And I had a weird experience this week while working.
Oh, yeah. What happened with you?
Well, okay. I don't want to be controversial. I don't want to be political. I don't want to be any of those things. But
well, don't. Just tell the story.
The topic is about what I would call migrants, okay?
Happened?
Okay, so I was working over at a house.
At like 7 a.m.? Like earlier, no, 8 a.m.? No, what time of day was this?
It was, I had done a couple jobs, and it was probably, let me see, it was probably about 9 o'clock.
9 a.m., okay.
Around there. And I was finishing up with my last job that I was doing over there, coming out of the backyard, and I came out front, and right across the street, all of a sudden this garage door rolled up, whew, and I'm not joking here when I say this, I don't want to use terms that would make someone
tell us what happened.
Like blush and get embarrassed and whatever, but there was like 30, just call them Hispanics. Yes.
People.
30. And I'm not joking. That ran out and they ran both ways down the street.
Like they split like half and half.
And I was standing there going, what? My jaw was on the ground. Like,
so you're just watching, and then what happened?
What the hell's going on? And then all of a sudden, there's like all these
SWAT team.
It was like, yeah. Well, they had like military. It was like a vehicle that had like military, whatever it was. You won't find this in the news, by the way. This is what happens.
Oh, I looked. Behind I didn't
the
see it.
No, it's no. Like, it's behind the scenes because the media doesn't want to tell you about it. It
happened to also be the day the president was coming in The next day he was coming.
So this was a bust. What we did, whatever.
Must have been a bust.
Like, it was a bust.
We did. We cleaned up.
But they pulled up in this military truck. I don't know what it was. It was big. It was huge. Military looking.
Like you can put people in the back. Like
it was all camouflaged. Yeah, it was huge.
And
it was,
that you can put people in. They were expecting to put people in.
When I say
I've seen those on the shows.
Well, I'd say it's more like
they have benches on the inside, and they're expecting probably, to take people and put them in there and take them away. Okay, well, I bet you they were.
As the story goes here,
I bet you they were.
They pulled up, and all these guys in like a kind of camouflage outfits got out with machine guns, and they were pointing them at the house.
Machine guns?
Yes, and I was standing there going, holy shit.
Oh, my God.
And then all of a sudden this
and you're in the front yard staring like,
I was staring.
What the fuck?
I was staring there.
The fuck? Real loud.
The fuck? And then this undercover, because they were all undercover, the police cars and stuff, and they had like, they had these things on them. They were like vest things.
Bulletproof vests, I bet.
Yeah, and it said police across the front. One pulled up next to me and goes, all right, sir, are you working here? Or no, he goes, do you live here? And I go, no, I'm just working in these yards right here. And
God, this is my car in front.
And he looked at me for a bit. So, you know,
he was studying you because he was like,
And he goes, well, okay.
Did you just run out of that house?
He goes, if you see any illegals or whatever it was anywhere in the neighborhood, in the backyards or anything, just let us know. I said, well, I saw him run down the street that way.
He said that to you?
Yeah. And I saw him run down the street, and then he went tearing down the street. Now, okay, at that point.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that. You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I know. As I thought, I'd keep a secret. So at that point.
So you talked to the cop. Okay. Yeah. And then what happened?
At that point,
holy shit, babe.
I know. at that point, I'd gone, you know.
Did you pee your pants or anything? I'm just wondering.
No, it wasn't a pee your pants moment.
Oh, I would just been like scared, like, I'm sorry, what did I do? Don't take me. I didn't do it. This is not me.
I wasn't thinking about that at all. You're yelling in the mic. Remember what I told you about yelling at your mic?
I was upset. Stop it. I'm being upset. I'm sorry, but that's how I would be. I'd be nervous.
Well, no, I wasn't because I have nothing to be nervous about. I know. So there you go. So that was that. Nervous. And then they had the street blocked off the way that I always go. There was all these military vehicles, SWAT teams, whatever it was. I mean, the whole place was, I mean, when I say 30, I'm not joking. There was 30. There was helicopters flying over.
There were helicopters.
So I had to get out of there because I had some more stuff to do. And and fast. And so I asked one of the...
Did you take anybody with you?
The cops, that they all looked at me like kind of... suspiciously, right, because of what I was doing for a living. And they said, I said to them, I go, well, how do I get out of here? And he goes, well, you can go down that way. So I had to turn around.
Did they not want to check your vehicle? I would think they would have wanted to see, because you have a van. I would think they would want you to check to see what was in the back.
But I had to turn around and drive the other way, and I was driving down the street, and there was at least 15 migrants on the curb, I wouldn't say they're handcuffed because they probably had the ties. So this happened. By the way, this...
You just saw them sitting there on the side of the curb? And by the way, they weren't running or anything?
I don't know if this is going to go through. I don't know. They're going to block me here on YouTube for bringing this up.
Why would they? It happened.
It happened here in Arizona. There
you
go.
No one was killed.
No one was killed. Okay, so anyway, we got to the Thirsty Happy Hours report.
Well, wait,
weird
so
news.
You got what? Home and...
What?
And you got it. Home, you're okay. You got home and you're like,
lunch,
shit howdy. Okay.
I ate lunch and I went and took a nap with Lucy.
Okay, just checking to see how that story ended.
That's how it ended here.
And that's when you texted me, I think.
Yeah, it was a fucking dead end.
Wow. Okay, that was a good date. I didn't do anything like that at all.
Anyway, by the way, we have Thirsty Happy Hours, Mystery Beer, Rachel...
I have something I can talk about.
Happy Hours Report is when I said Thirsty. Happy Hours Report. Mystery Beer. Rachel has something to say.
Hey, we did go to the Dubliner for Happy Hour the other day.
We did. That was fun. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's get into this,
shall
we?
No cops showed up. We didn't get kicked out or not.
We did not. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. That's loud. Turn that down. Okay. And let's pull out the beverages, please.
Okay.
This is what happens when you don't have headphones on, Rachel. You can't hear what I'm doing.
It pushes my hair down. Stop it.
I know. But you can't hear.
Nope.
Oh, this one looks a little. One looks a little depleted. I'll take that one. Not those. We need the. Oh, we need the glasses for Thirsty, please.
Honestly, can't we do these?
Nope. No. No. That's for beer.
Okay. Let me get blue.
So we need the.
I asked if we had everything.
I thought we did.
Okay.
But we don't, and that's the problem. Okay, there we go. They're a little spotted, but that'll work. Okay. Well, that's all right. Oh, crap. There goes. Anyway, that was the story of my, the excitement
glad
that I had this week.
And I'm glad you got to go home.
Well,
without
you know,
being detained.
Why would I be detained?
Well,
I mean, you know, I'm not going to say.
Not until we check you, and make sure you're good to go.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to be racist or anything
that's scary.
That go, oh, that's racist. I'm not being racist. I'm just saying,
I know.
This is the state
we
live
scary.
In.
It's still scary. You were just doing your job, and all of a sudden this shit happened. And
it was crazy.
What the heck?
It was very crazy.
What the heck?
See, this one's, I think this has been evaporating.
Must not have been open all the way.
I think we're going to switch drinks here. Here we go. That one doesn't smell good because it's been evaporated. So we're going to do this.
Let me smell it.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't smell like full on. It doesn't smell like the alcohol in there. I need, this is where I need my flowers. Not just, unless you can
if
do
you
it.
Had them.
No, I didn't because I had those. Oh, there we go. I got it.
Got it. Good.
Here, open that one. I know, guys. We're switching things here. We're doing Svedka cherry lemonade.
Ooh, which looks like cranberry juice.
Ooh,
I love me my cranberry.
Very cherry.
You know, I miss going to the casinos in the mornings because I would always get my cranberry vodkas for breakfast.
I know.
Just don't do that anymore.
We don't
do
that.
Well, we haven't been to a casino for breakfast in a long time.
We just don't do that. I mean, what the hell? It doesn't matter. No, okay, this is the only one. We need to go back to Total Wine to get some more of these things.
Where was that, by the way?
It was a haze. I was going to do a Kentucky bourbon.
Oh, I'm glad you're not. I'm not a big bourbon fan.
Oh, I'm okay. Here we go.
Okay, but I'd rather have this.
We got some cranberry juice, and we're going to...
And some zero sugar squirt, which is like a grapefruit.
We're going to add... About like that much, which would be for you listeners.
Wait,
That much would be okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, then switch glasses if you don't like it.
No, no, even it.
All right. There you go. It, for those that you're listening, when I say that much, it probably is about 2 ounces, I'd say. Yeah,
probably.
And then we're going to top it off with the Squirt Zero Sugar Grapefruit Vodka. And do you have something to stir that?
I do.
Okay, good. Good deal. All right. So the story is that, and I wasn't trying to offend anybody. I'm just saying this is, we live in Arizona, and this is what we, ooh, that's pretty though.
It is.
It's pink. Like a,
all right, what do you want to name this? You get to name this one.
I don't know. Let me taste it first and see, because I don't know. I don't know what it's going to taste like.
I already have a name for it, but I'll see if you're close. Ooh,
wow. It smells like fruit punch. I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It looks so pretty.
Holy cow. That's
like a sunset.
No. That's fruit punch.
Fruit punch, totally.
That's fruit punch. All the way. 100%.
I can't see through it, so that must be the grapefruit soda. What do you call it? What do you call it?
Fruit punch, I told you.
Just fruit punch?
It's fruit punch, yeah.
Fruit punch what?
Fruit punch.
Fruit punch, fruit punch.
What else do you need?
Oh, there always has to be some kind of name, like a spritzer, colada, sunset, daiquiri, chiller, refresher.
I'm just saying I'm calling it fruit punch.
Refresher.
You said you wanted me to name it, so I did.
And I'm adding the second word, refresher, change approved. Sounds great.
Of course.
Refresher.
Of course.
This doesn't sound good. All right. We've never had that name before.
Okay, fruit punch, refresher. Ooh. So you called it that.
It does taste like
fruit punch.
Fruit punch.
It does. I'm
that
telling
Hawaiian
you.
Punch, that Kool-Aid, whatever.
So anyways, what I do have here, I'm saying, and I hate when I say that all the time because
it's
you're
always looking for stuff, but it's okay. It's happy hour.
I
keep wanting to say K Beer, but we changed our name to Happy Hours.
Happy Hours with Mark and Rachel. There's a couple stories here that I want to read. This is the Happy Hours report.
Okay.
And what I haven't done yet is I want to do an audio part that I can put in for the Happy Hours report. And then
can
also
you do
for Rachel has something to say. Mm. Well, I'll work on it this week and then we'll have it up next week and it'll be there
so for the next show, maybe.
All your enjoyment. Pleasure.
Pleasure.
This is this happened a long time ago, by the way. When I say a long time ago, I mean in 1963, and that was before I was born.
Oh, it was a few years. Yes.
A man knocked down a wall in his house to find an underground city that once had 20,000 people living there.
That would be crazy if that happened.
And I looked this
is that
up.
True?
Yeah, because I looked it up. I was like, "Going, is this true?" So I did extra searches for it and. Mm-hmm. This happened, like I said, in 1963, and it was in Turkey.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah. Is this like Istanbul?
Yeah, what was it called? Derinkuyu? Derinkuyu? In Turkey.
He lived there and he found some cool
It was
shit.
A city. So I don't think that he was the only one that, but for some reason he got publicized at this in 1963.
It's probably his house. And he's like, it's my house, Gus. Well, and if you don't like it, get the fuck out.
No, but what happened was this. His chickens were disappearing. Oh. So he looked around and he found this crevice that was in his basement. And the chickens were like crawling through it and never coming back.
Oh,
so,
are you kidding me? Yeah. The chickens actually through a spot.
Right. Okay. So then he decided to bust down that whole section, that wall there.
To go get the chickens, thinking they were in there.
And he found this underground city. And the city basically, it says the discovery was the first of more than 600 entrances, which were eventually found inside people's homes.
Were there actually people under there?
600 homes around the area, which led to the underground city.
Are there people down there in the
No. The excavation work uncovered an incredible marvel of engineering.
And a lot of chicken bones.
And it had 18 levels, 280 feet deep.
What?
Okay. Yeah.
Holy crap. Which
could keep up to 20,000 people and their livestock safe from harm at the time. It was probably built, they said back.
Question.
Wait. 12,000 BC by the Hittites. Okay. And they were sheltering from the Phrygians. I don't know how they say it.
So the stuff that you find when you're reading, this is intriguing to me. I love archaeology and love history and I love that stuff.
I know, that's why I found
it. My question was, is back when the people lived there, was it above ground? Like it wasn't underground back then.
It was underground, yeah. No, it was. It was caves. It was caves.
Always.
Look, there's pictures here.
Well, that's what it looks like now, but...
No, it's on the ground. It was in caves.
It was always in caves. It wasn't like sand came in the last 20 million years and covered it.
No, these people...
Like in Seattle, you know, the underground Seattle.
These people dug these tunnels in underground cities to protect themselves from...
Bad guys.
Yeah.
We can totally lift up this carpet, God. Bust a hole, and just start digging. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, no. I don't think a big fort. I don't think that will work here.
Maybe in the closet.
Arizona. You try to dig in the soil out here, it's crap. You won't dig very far.
And that's exactly why people won't think we would do it. But I know. We'll do it, I say.
Okay, good luck, because I ain't doing it.
But wouldn't that be cool?
I don't care.
I saw something on, was it, I don't know, TikTok or one of those social media things where, so in their kitchen, this is a kitchen island.
Mm-hmm.
This is a normal kitchen, but this island, they just went over and the whole side of it opened up. And there's this staircase that just went straight down. I saw that too. And it was lighted. That's awesome. And the stairs were lighted. I'm like, what the hell? And it went down to this cool ass like wine cellar area. It was beautiful.
I saw that.
But you had no idea it was there. It was in their island. You just opened the side of it and went down.
So I have so many more stories, but at this point we're 21 minutes in and I'm thinking to myself, it's like, you know what? I can't tell the other stories. I can, but... I have something to talk about. Well, before that, you do that. Let's do a mystery beer. Okay.
Yes.
Well, it is mystery beer. Yeah. Or drink along with that. Where's the glasses, please, hon?
Oh my goodness.
This is always my favorite part of the show.
I love our mystery beers. We have to go shopping. Hey, we need to go back and buy some stuff.
We do. We're running low because we did some beer reviews and stuff, so it's like, you know, we need beers.
A suggestion. What? Do you know how we do those?
That is really good, by the way. That fruit punch.
Mm. I could do this again and again.
Fruit punch what?
Refresher.
Mm. I didn't really explain this. Hang on, let's do this real quick.
Okay.
I said that, but I didn't tell. It was like Svedka cherry lemonade flavored vodka. Svedka.
Limeade.
Okay, cherry limeade. Oh, that's very good.
Is it Swedish?
Yeah. Cherry limeade flavored vodka made in the USA. Cherry limeade. So it's made in the USA.
The cherry limeade mixed with the grapefruit makes
the
it taste
squirt
like fruit.
Yeah. And also the, where is it? Oh, over there. It's cranberry the cranberry juice. Yeah.
It all worked together for good.
It worked for those who love to drink
fruit punch.
Good drinks.
All right.
What am I doing?
What the hell is that?
Okay, we already did that.
Now I forgot what I was going to say, babe. This is what happens in happy hour when you shush me. And I'm like,
And the problem is we're not going to edit. So you're going to just get what you get. Okay, so you were saying something about a basement doing something.
Yeah, I know. But then I had something else to say.
About beer.
I totally forgot.
About beer?
I forgot.
I can't rewind it. So
should we just go forward and maybe it'll come back, I said?
It might come back and
hit you in the head. This shit happens when you get old. One thing goes in and out.
It also happens when you're sitting in the yard sunning all day.
Only an hour and a half, babe.
Hour and a half, yeah, true.
Wasn't all day. Okay, beer.
I admit it. And this is a hard pour.
Beautiful.
I admit it. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Okay, there we go. This is not like...
I love this. This is
the
so
color
pretty,
is nice. Yeah. Oh, by the way, so there's a video out there, and that's what I did this week, too, and I didn't bring that up.
Excuse me.
I got so sidetracked with the migrants running down the street that I did not tell everybody about the fact that I did...
You caught up with them, and you put one in
bottle,
your truck and drove home with
I
them.
I did. Or maybe it was me. I bottled my beer this week.
Oh, yes,
so there's
did.
A video on that. And
the
unveiling, it has to sit for a week. So I'm really...
You tried a little bit of it, though.
No, but it's until it gets like carbonated and stuff, it's just not...
But you got to taste the essence of what's there right
it
now.
It is.
And did you like it?
Oh, yeah. And I think you'll like it, too.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what did you think? Without the carbonation, the flavor, yeah.
Is just beer. I mean, it's good beer.
Like flat beer.
It's flat. Yeah, it didn't have the carbonation because when I bought,
so like
if you want
sitting out all night, that's what it tastes like.
Yeah, if you want to go see the video, you'll understand that the end of it, you actually have to add sugar water to it to get and then when you bottle it, it makes the carbonation. So
that'll take another week or so.
And yeah, and you just got to sit in there and carbonate. So anyway, here's these beers. These smell really good.
Okay, let's go get to this. Let me see.
I mean, I smell like
mystery
a
beer. Oh, this smells. I get like some fruit orange. Notes. Yeah, I guess something. Definitely fruit. It's hitting me.
Like a wheat, maybe. It's a cloudy one.
It could be a wheat.
I bet you it's a wheat, right?
Definitely could be. Hmm.
It smells good. It smells really
tangerine.
Good. It has the notes of
pineapple, maybe.
Hmm. Yeah, could it be mango?
Let
pineapple.
Me taste it.
Let's see.
It's nice and cold. Mm. Oh.
Ooh. Oh,
that's
wow.
Different.
Oh, wow.
Okay, babe, that's different. Yeah. That's not orange nor grapefruit.
No, that's
know.
Good.
It's very cold and refreshing.
It tastes like barbecue sauce.
It does. I mean,
what the hell?
Yeah, you
it tastes like
that.
Barbecue chicken.
Barbecue! Get this.
It tastes like chicken wings.
Make well, a wait. Sauce, okay?
Maybe it's because I was drinking that. Let's see no. again. Try it.
It does
what
have
is
a
that?
Holy shitballs. I'm still trying to process it.
It's a sour.
It is a sour. Oh, well, I'm going to say it's a sour, but I like it.
I like it. It just has a weird flavor. Okay, let's see what it is so we can figure out if we can like.
It's a weird flavor, but it's very good and very refreshing.
Not bad.
I could do it again and
right.
again.
This is called Pink Guava Lada.
Guava lada. That's
sour,
what
oh, here we go.
We're tasting.
Sour ale with pink
sour
guava.
Guava.
Pineapple,
sour guava.
Toasted coconut and coconut flavor.
I tasted the pineapple. I told you. Oh, and I do get the notes of coconut now
toasted.
That you say that.
Okay, let me try it again. Now that I hear that.
Oh.
I like the can.
Wow. There's like a pink gorilla and a tiger on it.
Oh, shit.
What?
That's crazy.
Now that
you know that there's coconut in it.
You taste it all. I taste
totally
the coconut.
Do. Wow, that's pretty good.
I can't not think coconut
That's
now.
Good. That's good.
Babe,
I like it.
You know how much I love coconut. That is a colada.
Pink guava colada.
My new favorite.
I said it tasted like barbecue chicken.
It does taste like barbecue chicken and guava colada.
And guava colada. All together in one batch.
I get what you're saying, though, with that barbecue chicken. Because
I was thinking chicken wings.
It is. It does taste like that. But in a good way.
No, it's not bad.
The guava. That's what guava tastes like.
Yeah. I like the sour note. That's
all right.
Real
I
good.
Want a 6-pack of that when we go.
Oh,
to
that's
the
pretty
wine
good.
Tomorrow. Can we get a 4-pack or 6-pack?
I don't know if
pink
I can get a
colada.
6-pack of that.
Who makes it? What's the brewery?
Oh yeah,
what's
we never got to that, did we?
No.
Here we go. Pink guava colada. I need my
Savannah.
Old man.
You
glasses.
Would like this. You like sours, and this is very fruity and very different.
She's gonna go. No, you just said it tastes like chicken.
She likes barbecue chicken. She likes meat.
It tastes like chicken. Here.
No, but this
it's pink
like,
guava colada.
It has a good fruit note to it.
Prairie artisan ales, toasted coconut. Okay, where's the?
I do taste a coconut.
Where's
now
the
you
band here?
That, you guys get this. It's good if you like.
It's made in
coconuts and stuff.
Where the heck is it made? I can't.
In my mouth.
I mean, that is really small print. I mean, I'm talking.
Where's your magnifying glass?
Brewed. Wait, brewed, and packaged by. God, really? Doubles?
You have to. I use doubles, triples. Come on.
Curbs Brewing. What?
Curbs.
Okay, you know, guys, when you do this with your thing with the labels, please make it big enough so.
Yeah, this is okay. There's white writing on some pink colored background, and it's teeny.
It says
teeny
Krebs
writing.
Krebs Brewing Company.
Oh, Mr. Krebs from SpongeBob.
Mr. Alistair McAllister, Oklahoma. Okay.
Oh, so, yeah.
We've had some of that, I think. Yeah.
Down the flames.
I think we've had something from McAllister before. And,
yeah, we have. I've heard the term.
But why the hell?
Damn,
look at that.
That's good.
Look at that. Look at that writing. Do you see that? That's ridiculous.
Okay.
That is ridiculous.
Let me just tell you something right now.
Even.
You guys, I don't have my old lady glasses on. And I'm looking at this pretty pink can with writing. I see no extra writing other than pink guava colada.
Oh, yeah, that's big. Yeah.
You say there's writing down here?
Yeah. And I had to use doubles on that. And
holy
and yes,
crap.
I am older
no,
and I
it is
have
so
issues.
So light,
but,
you can't see. I'm going to show you. I'm showing you.
Oh, geez. Okay, here she goes. She's going to go show everybody
show
the can label.
Ridiculous. Do you see writing down there?
I know. It is. There's writing, but it's just like in.
Can you actually see it?
It wasn't a good designed can. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all there is to it. Yeah. But the can, the color of the can stuff looks neat. It's
beautiful.
Neat. And the flavor's good. But the problem is, Make it so we know where you're from. You guys. Okay, there we go.
Susan, put it on the shopping list. I want a four-pack of that.
Where'd it come from? I'm like, don't know. Don't I can't read. I need magnifying glasses and a spotlight. There we go.
You're right. Okay, well, right. I had something.
Rachel
I wanted to
has
say something.
Something to say, doesn't she?
Yeah, it's all not right, very honey. Exciting, but I'm going to tell you.
Well, it might be. You never know.
All right, let me find it. Mm-hmm. So
that was pretty good,
it
though.
Was so good. Hey, you didn't finish your fruity thing.
No, I finished the pink guava colada, though.
So this is just in case we ever go down south and we want to go visit people and your people
okay.
in North Carolina.
All right.
Mark has relatives in the South.
All right.
If we ever go there, I found some phrases what not to say when you're down in the southern states. You want to hear what
How
they
many
are?
People are tuning out on us right now because they're like going,
well,
man.
You told me to come up with stuff and I thought this was
interesting. I'm not saying you, but I'm like going, me, for example, I'm talking about.
He's throwing me under the bus, y'all.
No, migrants and stuff. And
now I'm throwing the Southerners. I love the Southern. I'm sorry. I love anybody who just loves love. Okay.
love.
What phrases not to say when you're down south? There's like a bunch, but I'm just going to tell you.
Okay.
The number one thing that you don't say, and we can never go back.
Oh, God.
I don't watch football.
Oh, no.
Oh, we will be kicked out and probably punched. I don't know.
And
I guess
for all you viewers
that
are tuning out right now because we said
true?
We don't like football.
I just don't like sports. Oh, God, I'm getting hit. Okay.
We don't do sports like that okay. pretty much, yeah.
So we don't. So we can't.
Sorry.
We can't say that. We have to pretend we like football if we ever go visit your people.
I like, if beer was a sport, then I'd be watching
like
24/7.
Well, if they want to put football on, just
how
give
much
me beer,
can he drink?
I'll be fine. But
how much
we'll,
can he
Mark
drink?
Mark and I will be outside
be
while the game is on.
Yep.
And they'll be like, hey, you're missing this. I'm like, oh, no, we're just taking it all in right now.
We're good.
We're good. We'll be right
we're
back.
We're getting suntan.
We'll be right back.
We're going to go for a walk.
All right, number two, you don't ever say, hush your mouth. You never say hush your mouth.
Hush your mouth.
Why? I always say that because I'm like, watch your mouth.
You hush your mouth now.
You hush your mouth, sir. I guess that's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't say that.
I guess so.
The other thing you never say, you all.
Y'all.
You have to say y'all.
Y'all.
Which, you know what, y'all. I would say y'all. I say y'all, all y'all. I say y'all, y'all, y'all.
I saw y'all.
But
y'all.
If I'm down there, I'm like, you all.
You alls.
I almost probably would never say that anyways. But anyways. And then, okay, number four. I don't know how to cook.
Oh, God.
You never say that. Never.
Have you watched
never,
our channel?
Never. Well, we do. But if you're down there and you say you don't know how, they'll probably be like, oh, honey, what happened to you? Let me show you how to cook.
Yeah.
Bring out the pasta.
Bring out
and
your
the
dad.
Grain and the...
No, it's not so much. It's not so much. It's not so much pasta. It's
no,
a lot
of. Let's just make some good old comfort
fried,
food.
Like.
Oh yeah,
fried
everything
chicken.
Has to be fried.
Okay, look, I'm not trying to stereotype anybody.
That's on here like, too.
I just remember this. When
that's
I,
on something. That's on the list.
Okay,
too.
Listen though. Uh-huh. But when I went down to visit my family down there, and of course. We had this big old fish fry and everything.
Oh, that
and
sounds
of course you,
so good. I love fried fish.
Well, I don't know if you'd like everything in there. It was like
no,
turtle.
Nope.
There was venison.
Nope.
There was, let me see.
Squirrel. Nope.
Probably some squirrel brains
possum?
Or something like that.
Nope.
I'll take shrimp. I mean, this was
That's
way
it.
Back when
shrimp.
I was 9 years
Am I
old. So.
I'm sorry. I only like shrimp and like whitefish. I'll take some cod
but it
and
was
whitefish.
A,
That's it.
Hey, as a kid, though, I thought it was pretty damn good. I ate it and I went, oh, this is good. Here's the thing. We also had one of the biggest things is fried catfish. And it was, to me, as
if
a kid,
enough,
even
I
then,
guess.
I'm a kid. And I went, oh, this is good. And I liked
catfish
it.
Catfish are bottom feeders, right? So
no,
they
but it
eat
tasted,
crap off the floor.
It tasted,
so.
Yeah, but it tasted so good.
Because
I loved
they
it.
Flavor it up. Okay, anyways, yeah. Okay, here's another
one. There you
one.
Go.
Are you ready for some more? I've got others.
Okay.
All right. That's not a salad. Where's the lettuce? Because they put everything in gelatin and with mayonnaise and everything. They have salads, everything. So if you're thinking I want a chef salad, whatever. That's not a salad. Don't say that.
Okay.
How about I have to run? I'm in a hurry. No one's in a hurry.
No,
one. Don't be rude. You're gonna sit and
well,
listen
y'all,
to whoever's
y'all
talking.
Gotta, y'all gotta just sit down and have some sweet iced tea.
No one said, oh, that's on here too.
Oh, geez.
I don't want any sweet iced tea. What? Wait, what? What? You don't ever
you
say that.
You from hell?
Yeah, that's where on here fuck? Somewhere.
You, son?
Oh, that was the last thing. I'll take an unsweet tea, please. Uh-huh.
And we do that here in Arizona. We do not. We do not do the sweet tea because it's. Sorry, I'm not trying to be offensive, but.
And then there's another one. Does it have to be fried?
Yes.
You don't ever say that. If it's fried, just eat it.
And my grandfather, used to like. He had a garden, and we when we went down there, it was like watermelons. There was like huge watermelons, right? All over the place. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like just, here, have a slice.
Oh, and they grow bigums.
Yes.
They're bigums there.
What he did on a table, he would cut it in half and go, here's your
like
slice.
The whole thing, like right in half.
Half of a fucking watermelon. And
wait,
if you,
babe, how are you supposed to eat half?
You just get your face in there.
No, but you have to cut the half so you can have like a wedge.
I don't know. He's like, here's your half, here's your half. And you're supposed to eat the whole damn thing.
Do you have another room whole for another thing. One?
Yes, sir. Go on. Come on.
Yeah. Well, there's all these things. Miracle Whip and mayo are the same thing. No, they're not. No, they're not. But they're I guess they do that. And the other thing was, what's Dollywood? Oh, come on, y'all. That's on my bucket. I would love to go to Dollywood. Yeah. I love Dolly Parton. I think she's adorable.
Okay, good.
I'm just saying. We'll go there. That's it. There's other things, but I'm not going to go. There's something about the Bible. Don't ever say you don't believe in God. You'll get
strung
up and spanked. It's the Bible Belt.
Beat.
Anyways, I just thought those were interesting only because Mark comes from that place.
I do not. I was born in fucking Ohio.
Born and raised in Arizona, don't you know?
No, I wasn't. But no, I from 9 years old on.
Your mom's
I pretty much
side of the family is totally Southern.
They're Southern. Totally. That's not me, though. I didn't come from that place.
We don't know where your dad came from. We're still wondering.
Illinois.
I don't know.
Yeah, Illinois.
Oh, that's where my
And if I could say this,
from.
I could say Illinois.
Maybe we're related, babe.
God,
did Dad come from where
I can't
my
do a
dad
joke there.
From?
I can't do a clap there, but I can do this. Look, I have a couple of weird jokes.
Oh, shit, howdy. Okay, can I grab a beer?
Because this show's fun. It's like, just do it.
I know.
Okay, this is a joke. Ready? The child to the spy. My dad says you're spying on us online. The spy. He's not your dad.
Oh, and what'd the kid say?
That was it. That was a joke.
I just want to know where the story goes.
Okay, here we go. When I was 10, my family moved to Downers Grove, Illinois. That's where my dad...
There's Downers Grove. Yeah. Gate Nursery, Downers Grove.
When I was 12, I found them.
Wait. I don't get the joke. Start again.
Oh, really? No,
well,
really?
No, I lost track. Like, start again.
When I was 10, my family moved to Downers Grove, Illinois. Sorry. When I was 12, I found them. They left him behind. I have no clap for that.
I see
that. Sorry.
That's sad. Okay. I don't like that.
I ran three miles the other day. Finally, I said, lady, keep your purse.
Here, take your piece of shit. It's
Do
not
you get
even
that?
A Louis Vuitton.
No, it doesn't matter. What was whoever in that purse? There you go.
Someone was stealing her purse.
There's my stupid jokes. Do you like that?
Is that what you were laughing at when we were out there?
There was some other ones, but I needed my laugh track, so there you go.
But lady, keep your purse. I don't get that joke.
He ran 3 miles and she was chasing him. And he finally said,
he just gave up.
Here, keep your purse.
He messed with the wrong chica is what I get. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my
God. I
was
just wondering.
It took you that long to get that one.
Well, I'm just like, why would she, what was in the purse? Like, well, I guess she wants her purse.
It was her purse.
It was probably a Louis Vuitton or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
So here's the thing. It's been a fun day. We've done all this wonderful stuff. And... I want
Friday.
To.
Oh,
listen.
Can I say I forgot?
What?
A donger's in town. I took off today. I had donger day with my donger, who's my friend from Ohio, Brittany. Hi, Dong. And we did stuff this morning, and I'm off now doing stuff now. But yay, I took a day off. So thank you.
So we got a couple closing thoughts here. Basically, I have to do this. Listen, I have to fix my bike.
We're going bike riding.
We want to go bike riding on Sunday. So I bought these tubes from Amazon, and the problem is, you know how it is. I've been procrastinating. I've had these tubes in the.
It's been too cold.
Excuse me.
Yeah, even
no,
anything,
no, it wasn't
now,
that.
Like,
it was just they've been in the closet, in the pantry for like forever.
Yeah.
And I pulled them out finally. I was like, okay, I want to go bike riding, mm-hmm. but I have to, because when I bought the bike, it must have had really crappy tubes in it.
Mine are still yours are fine for the last 2 years that we've had.
I know. Yours have been great. I don't know what's going on.
Although, watch, let's pull it out and it'll be all like flat and like, can't go.
At that point, we're going to
take a walk on Sunday.
Walk around the block to the Dubliner.
We'll walk down to the Dubliner. At 8 o'clock in the morning?
I don't know. But
look it up.
The thing is, I'll get them fixed, but I have to like spend time tomorrow to actually do this.
Because I want to bike ride again. I do too.
So what I have to do is I get these tubes and you have to turn the bike upside down, take the tires off, do all this stuff. And it's a pain in the ass, but I got to do that. So we'll do that. I do have something that's really weird. This is strange. I hear this. I don't know. And you guys have probably heard this too, that it's a news article and why, I don't know. And who cares? And I'll explain why in a second. Kids are identifying as cats or animals, and the whole thing is like, oh my god, kids are they want to poop in a litter box? Okay, let me
wait,
explain
kids
something.
Kids want to poop in a litter box?
Yeah, let me explain something.
I just used to put the rest of the cranberry in here because I'm just making my own.
I'm telling you something. Kids are kids. We know our grandkids when they were younger were doing like wanting to be. What do you call it? They wanted to be animals, and they would our grandkids.
Oh yeah, they played kitties. All they kids, played puppies.
All kids do that.
They played slugs. Like, Shaylee, you played slug.
Yeah, and I remember Sparrow being a cat doing that stuff. Mm-hmm. So you can't tell me that this is a bad thing. It's like, oh, let's stop the kids from doing it.
So they're trying to poop in the litter box.
Oh, there's just one kid that wants to identify as a cat, and he's not that old. He's young, and maybe it's his parents saying, "Oh well, he wants to poop in the litter box, so let's."
Is this a real story you're talking about?
Yes, like it's online.
It made the news.
Yeah, it's on TikTok everywhere.
Like Reddit. Or
it's kids identifying as animals, and it's no. I mean, look it up.
Oh, kids identifying as animals.
Right. So people are...
fuck people.
We live in a weird freaking world. Yeah.
I have seen people that grown-ups, like true adults, like get implants and they try to make themselves look like lizards and stuff.
But a little kid isn't doing that.
But a little kid's not going to do that. But they think they're a dog or a cat and they want to poop in a litter box. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying.
So did they really go actually poop in a litter box?
No, I mean, look, I didn't read the whole thing. It was like a detailed thing, and I don't know exactly why someone would be doing any of that. But speaking of that, by the way, if you want to know an idiom here, which would be a common sayings or what they mean, how about this? Let's do this. It's raining cats and dogs.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? It fits in right there with that, doesn't it?
It's raining a cat or a dog. But how did that happen?
Do you want to know how that started?
Yes, I forgot.
Well, I mean, the meaning is it's raining very hard, okay?
And cats and dogs are flying through the roof or something.
Well, that's pretty close. Yeah, you almost got it. The idiom has two stories that try to explain the origin. The first explanation of this phrase comes from Norse mythology, where cats symbolize heavy rains and dogs were associated with gods of storms. No, I don't want it.
Okay.
And the gods of storms, which is Odin. Okay.
Okay.
The second version says that the 16th century England houses had thatched roofs, which were one of the few places that animals could go to keep warm. Sometimes when it would start to rain heavily.
Crawl under some of the thatch.
Yeah. But when it rained heavily, the roofs would get slippery and the cats and dogs would fall off, making it look like it's raining cats and dogs.
Do you think that's more real?
I don't know if either one. Look, we know from example from doing what we do and watching what we watch that who knows?
I can say.
And who cares?
From knowing cats, I don't think they're going to crawl up on a roof in a heavy rainstorm to hide under something. I think they were going
to
go under bushes and haystacks and whatever's on the ground, wagons or whatever. They're going to hide. Yeah. They're not going to, let's go climb up there,
Honey,
Bill.
These
let's
are
get
all,
under this thing.
These are
I
all
don't know.
Stories that... I'm just, could be possible.
It's not plausible, though.
It might not be.
A cat would be hiding on the ground, not up top.
Wow.
Maybe so, a dog would.
Wow. So that's how we. What is this?
I put the whiskey in there, and I put the rest.
Oh, you put that whiskey?
Yeah, because you said you didn't want it because it was open and some was missing, and you didn't think it was.
I think you just got the flavor of the whiskey, and you missed the. I think the angel's share went
probably. So I've got the devil's share left, and I put it here with the rest of the cranberry juice.
All right.
And that's why I said share it with me because I can't have all this whiskey. I don't want to have the whole thing.
She ain't worth the whiskey.
Just take a big old swig. You can use the straw. I don't have cooties. God.
Ugh. That tastes horrible.
It is gross.
That tastes disgusting. That was a bad choice.
Milk was a bad choice. I know, but I didn't want to lose it, and I didn't want to waste it. Might as well go to mine. So.
Well, here's the thing: we're freaking done with this show today.
It's been happy hour. It's been fun. Wow, you know,
happy hours with Mark and Rachel.
And whatever happens, happens. And you know what? We have other things to do.
We do.
You can go watch our other playlists and stuff. But this is happy hour.
And if you're offended, well, there you go. Offended. It's a pretty offensive show today, wasn't it?
You got stuff for us? Oh man.
Bring it.
Okay. But anyways, we appreciate you. Thank you for listening and watching if you've made it this far.
I know. If you did, then you're like amazing.
Yes. And we do have other playlists and we do have other like things to watch. So go
or you believe that we could be something good. Or you believe in us. I believe I can fly.
Oh, don't even do him. Oh my God, don't do him, babe.
We're done.
Although we did watch Space Jam outside the other day with the littles. I didn't. It was nice.
We're going away, everybody. Okay. So see you next week on Friday for another episode of Happy Hour.
Woohoo!